Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Kunambe ukuyihamba nawe lendlela yobomi. Hlala umamele, tshelela ku radiopulpit.co.za.
657 medium wave radio pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, gracing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man. It's happening throughout up to the hour 8. And Tuesday Live, the name of the show. Thank you so much to Johan Els, gracing you so much with goodwill, man, on the airwaves. It's a bit cool here in Pretoria, Johan. Had some rains. You know, I caught rain here in Pretoria. Drove to Mpumalanga, caught rain there. Hey, some people are experiencing a good outpouring there of rain. And so it's just is, you know, becoming that summer feel. And of course, I trust that you're enjoying your own there. All right. We will be talking to Professor Buyiso Ndezi from the University of Johannesburg. And also, if possible today, if he is around, we will talk to Baruch Yah. He's in Cape Town. But I wanted to start with this song. It's an old song. I used to see people playing this song as a young boy, and it was already an old song. I think it was done in the 60s, man. We started being youth in the 80s, late 80s, you know, mid 80s, late 80s. We started being youth. It's then when we're in high school and we were mobilized, but also musically. There were those who still had taste and had maintained that taste. Something like this, man. And, this notion of amazing grace, there are some people who really can render it powerfully. Aretha Franklin is one of those, if not the only one, that has really done it quite beautifully.
Inspiring lives with God's Word. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you.
Yeah. That's how it goes, man. Amazing Grace, the late Aretha Franklin. Beautiful song indeed. I trust the Father is doing you well, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8. Tuesday Live, the name of the show. My name is Ray, and let me welcome our guests. We have Professor Buyiso Ndezi on the line, all the way in Joburg, UJ. Professor, greetings to you. Welcome to the show.
Greetings, my brother. Good evening to you and your family in the wonderful name of our Lord, Yahushua Mashiach. I'm greeting Brother Baruch Yah and the family in the wonderful name of our King, and also our beautiful Radio Pulpit family. I greet you all. It is yet another beautiful evening in the presence of the Father. Hallelujah.
Are you well?
Amen. Amen. I am well, my brother. Thank you for asking. I'm well. I hope you are good too.
I have to second guess that you're done talking. That's why I take a pause so that I can respond.
You are doing well. You know me well.
You. You can talk. You can talk. No, I'm fine, Professor. Thank you so much. I'm fine. Yes. Yeah. It's one of those days, though. But you know, the Father is just good, man.
The Father is always good.
Yeah, the Father is just good. And He takes care of us each and every time. Mm-hmm.
He's dependable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. You know, I checked this year. I haven't gone back to my crutches except for the few months ago because of the injuries. I thought, ish, but you know, the Father is just good. I haven't been on the crutches, man, and it's an amazing thing. This whole year, I mean, I even forget I got crutches. Okay, the other one has been
even
stolen.
Forgot.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. I have the other.
Yeah.
The other one has been
your
stolen.
Your father is your strength.
Yes,
is your strength.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah. Yes. Anyway, we also have Baruch Yah in Cape Town. Tuda Malak, welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, Dumelang Baholo, Dumelaach, and your household. Gudumediso Professor, and household as well. Also to the family of Radio Pulpit. Hey, to feel like guilty, you're not a little ton.
Oh, I'm not sure when I'm going to go to the house.
Hey, Aki.
Hey. Urile wena o Department ya International Relations ko Cape Town.
Bateng ga ke ba tsamaya ba le tshe ke tshefo ba ra ke ke tshwantse ke tshe show so otherwise it's chaos. So ba bona ya otherwise ha mo ka se luki.
No ka se luki.
Ba go pitizela
she. Oh go pitizela.
Ho.
Ah she man sorry man.
But otherwise go thata ga bo re le boga ba ya hua santse na re tsefeditse santse na re khona go hema all is well, all is well. Barukata.
Aha, barukata. Now tonight we are talking about forgiveness, simply that. What is forgiveness? And there will be featuring some special guests on the show, not many though, but we'll be featuring some special guests on the show to really go with us on this, as to what is actually the notion of forgiveness. What is forgiveness even all about? And I trust that the Father will just do you good and grace you so much in a mighty way as we touch this issue. Now, the notion of forgiveness is one of those things, man, that continuously is dodging believers, even though they don't want to admit it. You know, I remember I did a video with Deborah Fraser and the guy from Soul Brothers, David Masondo. David Masondo. Yeah, he sing Black Moses. David Masondo. And so we did this, but it won the Summer Award, you know. I don't know how, but it won the Summer Award. And but I kept on saying to them, and I remember we're doing the video in Atrichville. You can Google it. You'd see it in my mother's old house there. And the song says, "Ngikuxolele kodwa ngeke ngikhohlwe, kodwa ngeke ngikhohlwe." And then Timothy was acting there as, you know, those props on videos, the video actors. And I caught the grip of saying the issue of forgiveness will continuously be somehow, somewhat dodging us in its real essence, because it reveals the true nature of the Father. But at the same time, and I say this controversially, forgiveness also reveals the nature of man, and especially the fallen state. The fallen state that can hurt, hold grudges, exert hatred and revenge. And to a great extent, we get those kinds of things. Now, I think I was on a show sometime, or I was at a discipleship lecture or at a leadership lecture. But I remember we speaking about forgiveness and say, what happens with forgiveness? Do you forgive the people who offend you? And some of the people were saying, I forgive them, even here on the radio, but it's long ago. It says, but I hold them at arm's length. I forgive them, but I hold them at arm's length. How does the Father forgive us? Does he hold us at arm's length? Does he say, no, I forgive you, but once bitten, twice shy. So I will make sure that you don't do that again to me. Even though I forgive you, I will keep watch so that you don't hurt me again. You know? Malak, when I, because you were in the radio business, man, and you know that song by Sinyaka? Peter, I don't need you anymore. Yeah. You know, and it basically says, I won't forgive you for what you've done to me. Or even if I forgive you, I don't need you in my life anymore. And forgiveness also, and this is also what I add, it goes with reinstatement. Forgiveness goes with reinstatement. It goes also with restoration. It goes with restitution. And that is that phenomenon of restorative justice. But it brings a person back to where he was. If this person was your friend, you can't say, I forgive you, but I cut the friendship. Okay. Let the same mind which was found in Christ also be in you. Let me say that again. You can't forgive me as a friend and then you cut the friendship. You need to reinstate me. Forgiveness is also about reinstating. And that is where we are not getting it right. That is where we miss it. That is where we go wrong. And that is where we actually fall short of the nature of the Father. And one can say without a doubt that even tonight we have people who say, no, I am forgiven. I have forgiven him. Marang funo gumbo nala. We walk parallel ways. Utatama elakwa. Lena do chipile langaba. And that's what we get. But what does the word say with regards to this? We can speak quite a lot of philosophies, but forgiveness is a pardon. And it is also a promise of the Father with regards to relating to him. It is also a restoration. It is also a promise to the penitent. It is also a form of repentance, even on both parties, the offender and the offended. The one who said, I will punish you and do this, and the one who had done the wrong, the one who does the wrong and repents and goes back and asks for forgiveness, the one who forgives and repents from exerting the punishment. Leviticus chapter 5, let me look into it. Verse 10 says, and he shall offer the second as a burnt offering according to the prescribed manner. So the priest shall make an atonement on his behalf for his sin which he has committed, and it shall be forgiven him. The notion of forgiving, it means there's a pardon there. A pardon means that you scrap the record of the crime. You scrap the record of the crime. That is why they say forgetting. You scrap the record of the crime. So the crime ceases to exist because you have forgiven. You know this person has done this thing, but you hold it not against them anymore. Neither does it have any bearing towards his relationship with you. And you are cutting off the very notion of them having committed what they did to you. So you are removing it from the roll of your memory, of your records. It can be in your memory. You will remember kutuke wenze into so, but you don't hold it against them. The more you remember, the more grace pours into them. That notion of forgetting implies that you remove it from the record of wrongs. You don't just pardon. Ish. And that is why now they say it comes after one has made an atonement. Does the church, or do believers, the body of believers today, is it showing the country or the countries on the world what it means to forgive? I've seen so many wrong forgivenesses, man, and so many forgivenesses that are just lies. I've seen people who say, oh, man, we are brothers. And after 5 years, they are back into their old war, man. You know, they can't even, you know, look at each other anymore. Even in our country. Look at our country. Do we play a very big role in showing the people in the nation how should we forgive? Because the Father has shown us. O sithethelele thina izono zethu njengokuba sibathethelela nathi. Hey, banna. The Father has shown us how it is done. Says if we don't forgive anyone any sin, and this should be according to the Father, neither should your sin be forgiven. And if the world doesn't know how to forgive, they don't know how to make peace, they don't know how to make atonement, they don't know how to repent, we should be the one who are in the forefront of showing this. I almost said we should stop forming political parties and start, but I'm not there. We should be the ones who show how to relate with one another. If they come and talk to us about emotional intelligence, I mean, people who forgive are emotionally intelligent. Very much emotionally intelligent. And I think to a great degree, many of us are emotionally intelligent. But the problem is in our wiring towards this course of forgiving. And over a time, some songs that were played on us. Let me just recall some of the songs, man. Malak, maybe you'd remember. Professor, maybe you'd remember, because some of these were playing in that radio that you used to love those days. It's no longer there. It was called Radio Zulu. It's no longer there. And it's no longer there. What we see now is something else. But Radio Zulu is no longer there. There was a song that says, Umenziwa agakhohlwa, kodwa umenzi uyakhohlwa. You know, that's a record of wrong in a big way. It's a record of wrong in a big way, you know. And we still see those things really permeating even these days. Forgiveness is misappropriated, well misunderstood, and to a great extent, it is not even properly narrated onto the people by the very same people who say we are a body of believers. Check it out. When we actually forgive, we actually release blessing. This is what we see the Father does. Yes, we release blessing upon the person that you forgive. You can't say, I forgive you. Okay, sharp, don't talk about it anymore. No. Sharp, we're done. That's not a child of the Father. You can't be saying it like that. It's contrary to Scripture. If you look in Psalms 32, verses 1, it says, blessed. You see, it means graced with more favor is he whose transgression is forgiven. Forgiven by who? And when they say blessed, blessed by who? Blessed by the one who forgives. Whose sin is covered. Forgiveness means to cover one's sin. To cover means to bury. It's to bury, remove from sight. We're talking about that. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are.
Thunembe ukuyihamba nawe lendlela yobomi. Hlala umamele. Tyelela ku radiopulpit.co.za.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up. a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply. Radio with higher purpose. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Openview 607. DSTV 882. And online at radiopulpit.co.za. Also, download our app and listen to our podcasts.
Let me start with you, Malak. You know, just to show you that we don't hold grudges, we have forgiven you for last week, man. You know, what comes to mind when we talk of this pardoning, this forgiveness divine, which we should have since we are supposed to have the mind of the HaMashiach? What comes to mind?
Sure. I would like us to look at it in the Hebrew way so that we can set the foundation properly. Because in Hebrew, to forgive, it is called salach, right? So, which means then it is only used by Abba Yahuwah as an act of forgiving sin, not of men forgiving each other. Because kiena akubusetan into restores you to righteousness. So, which means now it's a divine removal of guilt. And then we have pardon. Pardon, then it's called nasa, which would mean to carry away something or to lift up something. So, it's something that we can say closer to pardon, it means it's a sense of lifting away guilt or punishment, basically. So in that, let's say you have the scripture in the book of Ezekiel 33:16, which says, none of his sins that he has committed shall be remembered against him. So here, it is more about pardon because the guilt is lifted. So now, when we talk, the topic is more about forgiveness now. So we have to understand that when we speak of salach, it is used as a way of Yahuwah's forgiveness towards his people, meaning that it is more what I can say, it is not the way that is used of human forgiving one another, but it is of him that is forgiving sin. So it tells us something profound about the true forgiveness that it originates from Abba Yahuwah himself. It is not a human intervention thing, nor merely an emotional release. So it is an act of divine mercy, and that, when he does that, it restores the covenant, the bond between him as a creator and his people. So when we look at the scripture in the book of Numbers, chapter 14, we see that, chapter 14, verse 18, we see that the spies went out and what they did, they brought an evil report, and there was a rebellion of Yasharah. So now, what happens now? Masha do the act of salach, which means he prays, right, for the iniquities of his people, and Abba Yahuwah responds, he replies, and he says, I have pardoned them according to your word. So also this teaches us that this forgiveness is not automatic. It flows through intercession, or we can say the covenant of mercy, and it is of repentance. So this shows us that forgiveness is tied up to the covenant relationship. So when Yasharal had sinned, right, forgiveness to return back, it would be like it would be now the salah that would restore or return them back to the covenant order, because without this salah, the covenant cannot hold because of the sins that create separation. So we can look at it as well and say, we can speak about the lifting and the restoration to say, when we talk of this salah, which is forgiveness, is to lift, it is to let go, to bear away guilt. So we can remember our father David sinned, and he sinned against Bathsheba, and he cried out in Psalm 51, and his plea for forgiveness was that he must be washed, he must be cleansed, and he must be restored. That is why he said, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, create in me a clean heart, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. So we can see that here, it's not only about guilt removed, but it is about life restored. Mm. It is the lifting of the fallen. It is upholding of those that are weak. And it is, I can say, redirecting one who has gone astray. So that is what we ought to be able to understand, Hore, what this forgiveness is about. And it is what HaMashiach, when he does the master prayer in Matthew chapter 6, which we call the Lord's Prayer, he speaks of that salah in Hebrew, because then it is that act of saying that it has to do with that renewal, that cleansing, and ultimately we get to be restored, because then we would have gone astray, we would have moved away from Abba Yahuwah, and it is now that way where we say, okay, where we ask to be restored, to be brought back into his righteousness, and to be allowed as well into his covenant. So that is what we have to be able to understand. The last scripture that I have, Jeremiah 31:34, says, I will forgive their iniquity and their sins, and I will remember it no more. So we can see that forgiveness is pictured as blotting out or removing a record, right? The person forgiven would no longer carry the weight or of the offense, basically. Instead, they are lifted at the place back on that path of life. As you said, Rona, we want to keep people at arm's length. That is wrong, because that is not how Abba Yahuwah does. The same as, look at Exodus chapter 19, we see our forefathers, what they resented the crowning. Abba Yahuwah wanted to crown them, and refusing, and they made even a golden calf. But when you read the book of Jeremiah 51, he speaks of a renewed covenant, right? It is the same covenant that he wants to do with us, the same one that our forefathers missed, but this time he wants to do it in a nicer form, because at that particular time he took them all as a group. So now, but this time what he wants to do, it is the one who has a willing heart, who says, I am willing to submit, I am willing to ask for this forgiveness, because I am aware of the mistakes, I'm aware of the abomination, all these things that are of wickedness that has removed me from his presence. So then we see Jeremiah 31, that there is that restoration, because he says he will put back the Torah in our heart, and no longer shall the parents eat sour grapes, and the teeth of the children be blunt. But each one would suffer their own consequences. I'm paraphrasing now. So this is now what we can see to say now. It is now that restoration. And it is for us, as you say, to look at Yahusha and to walk according to his way, because he comes to set the tone. He is the darak, he is the way. So we need to be looking at him, because even when he was put on Christianity, they would say, in a cross, even if he was in pain, he was able to say, Father, forgive them. So we can see where they did something that's bad to him, but he had this heart that says, irrespective of what they have done, but he still said they should be forgiven. And clearly, also, how Shafaka Mbama, Ulisinyaka, again, so it's those acts of forgiveness to show that he's not holding any grudge whatsoever, you know. So this is what we learn about this forgiveness, and it's a very powerful topic. Shalom.
Absolutely.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
All right, we are talking about the very notion of forgiveness, what it is even all about. And I think the Father expects us no less than what he had put across when it comes to forgiveness. And neither can we excuse ourselves from the notion of forgiveness as given by the Father. Otherwise, it would not be forgiveness. Now, Professor, let me bring this to you, but let me read these words prior to you responding. In Psalms 65, verses 3, it says, iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, you will provide atonement to them. Forgiveness means providing atonement to iniquities that are done. As the Father provided atonement to iniquities we have done against him, we also provide, the forgiver is the provider of atonement. And there is nothing like the one who is asking for forgiveness should gain a trust again and all that. No. And the one should gain a trust and all that. Trust is earned and all those things. No, trust is a matter of faith. No one can earn trust, actually. Trust is a matter of faith. People are unpredictable. You know, as Brenda Fassie said, ngegum confirm. You know, people are unpredictable. So it's a provision of atonement. But I also said in Psalm 32:1, it is also a release of blessing. You can't say you forgive someone without blessing them. What is your take, Prof?
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. You know, this is the very reason that makes forgiveness very difficult for everybody. Mm. Because the very notion of saying I'm the one who must provide for someone who has hurt me makes things very, very difficult, because you are the one who must bring peace. You're the one who must bring tranquility. You're the one who must bring a blessing. You just read a passage of Psalm 32, verse 1. Mm. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered and forgiven. So in other words, you as the one who's been wronged is the one who must provide this blessing. You're the one who must send forth what is needed by the person who seemed to have wronged you. And when we go back to trying to define what forgiveness is all about, and I'll go back to the words that you started explaining and used to define what we mean by forgiveness. This is what we do. This is an act that people do to restore the initial perfect healthy state of an individual, to restore a person back to where he was before there was that altercation. So when we forgive, we are working and we are bringing people from where they are now based on what they've done to you, and we are taking them back to a healthy state where both parties, where the perpetrator and the one who's been hurt or one who's been wronged, are going back to the original positions. So in other words, in forgiveness, there is a restoration of the position that the person had initially. And you also spoke about the restitution. And in restitution, we are talking about the restoration of the original state. It means we are returning this person to the rightful owner. And when we take the example of the Father forgiving us of our sins, it means when the Father forgave us, he was taking us back to him. He was taking us where we belong. Otherwise, there was not going to be any means of going back to the Father except by him restituting us from our sins. So it means when we forgive, we are restoring the original state. We are taking back things to their original position. And he who is wronged is the one who does the work of bringing what has been lost through hurting, through backstabbing, through mockery, through whatever. And you are the one who does the work, which is what makes it very, very difficult even for believers to give forgiveness, because it's something that we need to render freely. We're not even expected to be asked for forgiveness, because it should be a gift that we need to give to the people of God or to your neighbor. Where you read Psalm 65:3, it says, iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, you will provide atonement for them. So it means this verse is giving us an understanding that there shall always be iniquities. There shall always be stepping on each other's toes. And we must always be ready to continually forgive. We must always be ready to restore the state that we were before that transgression has happened. So hence, the psalmist is saying here, you will provide atonement for me, because some of the things are beyond my control. Some of the things, even if I would try not to hurt you, I will try not to do anything wrong against you, I find myself having done it, and I depend on what you will give. So in forgiveness, I become a giver. In forgiveness, I become a person who is greater, or I take an upper hand above the situation that has come. And in this case, you're the one who is wronged, who needs to rise above the situation and rise above the emotions, because what makes us fail to forgive is that we listen to the emotions and then we forget about the word of God. So hence, in this case, we need to know that forgiveness has nothing to do with our feelings. And you spoke about once you have forgiven, you are going to say, I've forgiven you, but I'm not going to bring you closer. So it means your emotions are playing a repellent. Your emotions are playing the protective power against the person who was wronged or who has wronged you. So in that case, it means we have not done forgiveness in the manner that the Father expects us to forgive others. And you ask a very important question. How does the Father forgive us? When the Father reinstates us into our position, does he put us at the arm's length? Does he say, I've forgiven you, Buyi, but I don't think that I will trust you again? And it brings a picture that when we are forgiving, we need to do it fully and holistically, and knowing that there is nothing that we are going to restrain from the person we are forgiving, because we are doing it as the Father has done it to us. He has given us an example of how he forgave us. So it means when we forgive, we are taking an example from him. when we forgive, we need to have a room again of accepting what we had before, because when we forgive, we are restoring, we are restituting, we are reinstating. So when we reinstate, we are putting back to that position. So it means even the value of that person, we still look at him with the same eye that we were looking at that person before there was any altercation. So it means in forgiveness, we learn to hypnotize ourselves, for the lack of a better word. We learn to forget completely, because the Father says when he has forgiven us, he remembers our sins no more. In Hebrews 10:17, it says, then he adds, their sin and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. But how does that? How does it become possible that we remember the sins no more? It is applying the word of God, and the formula, the template is already there, that when he forgave us, he has forgotten even what we have done, because we never hear the Father saying, remember what you've done yesterday, remember what you've done 2 years ago before you got saved. So it is expected that out of forgiveness there is no remembrance, and we shouldn't go after the people who have forgiven and say, remember what you've done last week, now you are repeating it again. So it means we still keep the record of what we went through, and we must remember that in forgiveness we are dealing with the things of the past, and when we deal with the things of the past, and if we keep them, it means we are keeping the record, and in keeping the record, we are getting out of the will of God, because it is not expected that we still remember what has happened to us. Yes, our minds, our intellect can still say this and this happened in the past, but that's not supposed to be brought into remembrance to a person who has wronged you, because if you do that, you are reviving and you are recreating the moment and recreating what has happened. And if things get recreated by the utterance of our words, we are making them bigger, we are magnifying them. So if we magnify the past, how are we going to go to the future? How are we going to live the now, where the Father has given us this newness, and he came through Yahushua HaMashiach, who taught us how to forgive by forgiving ourselves first. So in forgiveness, Brother Ray, we remember that we need to rise above what the Father or what the person has done to me. So I become a bigger person. And the Bible tells us that we are supposed to be the ones who will forgive first before somebody asks us of forgiveness. In Ephesians 4:31-32, it says, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. What makes it difficult for us to forgive is that we have lost compassion. We have lost love for one another. We have lost that softness that we should have in our hearts. So if our heart gets so hard that we cannot think for the next person, you cannot be in the boots of that person, so it will make it difficult for you to forgive. So it means the starting point is the love that we should have for the people of God, is the compassion that we must have. It will be easy for us to forgive, because forgiveness becomes the gift. But it's not going to be easy to release that gift if their heart is not full of compassion, if their heart is not tender, if their heart is not full of the word of God. So I release it freely, because in my heart is the abundance of love, is the abundance of compassion, is the abundance of the mind of Christ. Remember, you even quoted Philippians 2:5. Let the mind that was in Christ be in you. So if the mind of Christ has influenced my heart, I release the mind of Christ and I think like he has, like he would think. So it means I release things the way he would release them. It's easy for me to release forgiveness because my heart is already full of the joy of the Lord, is full of the love of God. The tender mercies are within me, which is why we are always asked to release bitterness, because it is this bitterness, it is this wrath, it is this anger, it is this envy, it is these things that happened in the past that we are failing to release that make us not to forgive. And we are not aware that lack of forgiveness make us accumulate a lot of diseases. And if we have these sicknesses in our hearts, we are not going to live out who we are, the children of God. We are not going to release the love of God, and the Spirit of the Most High will not indwell us, because the place where He's supposed to indwell is full of filth, is full of bitterness, is full of anger, is full of wrath. So forgiveness takes us back to the identity who we are. Who are we? We are the children of the Most High, and we are given back that identity by continually practicing the Word. And this important thing, which is called forgiveness, is what makes us the true believers, as we forgive like the one who forgave us to a point that He gave. In forgiveness, as you have spoken, brother, you said you give. It is impossible to forgive without giving. First of all, you release some things in your heart. Over and above releasing that pain, you also have to release the blessing, which is what you have highlighted. So in forgiveness, I also give. I release something that will bless the next person. So whatever I release from my heart in terms of forgiveness is the same thing that restores that person. This thing that I release from the Father, from the heart that is full of the Holy Spirit, brings restoration to the next person. And by so doing, we are revealing we are the children of the Most High by what we release from our heart, releasing a blessing, releasing love, releasing compassion, and total acceptance, and bringing closer those who have wronged us. And it makes us the people of God whom God can depend on to bring others more to Him.
Thank you so much, Professor. And of course, send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say.
Advertiser e-business lakho ku Radio Pulpit ube semgangathweni. I-Radio Pulpit i-brand ethenjwe kakhulu eminyakeni edlula amashumi amane. Futhi inabalaleli abadlula u-400,000. Sesinama-package amahle kakhulu kanye nezindawo eziningi zoku-advertiser ukuze i-business lakho likhule. Uma ufuna uku-advertiser, thinta uSanet ku 012-334-1254 noma uthumele i-email usanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Futhi ungathumela i-SMS ethi advertise u-37871. I-SMS ikhokhelwa imali ejwayelekile. Umkhuleko olungileyo unamandla. Qhubeka ukhulekele i-Radio Pulpit nomsebenzi esiwenzayo kuNingizimu Afrika nomhlaba wonke.
All right, we were also able to talk to Sipati Tabudi to ask her also to give us her own rendition of what forgiveness is. Sipati, greetings.
Yes, thanks once again for the opportunity to contribute to today's topic. Forgiveness, very tricky one. I think this is something that most of us really struggle with in real life. I want to start off by saying that forgiveness is not excusing the wrong or the offense, but it is setting yourself free. It is about healing your heart and leaving justice in God's hands. So I'll just go into scripture quickly. When you read in the book of Ephesians 4 verse 3, it says that we should be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven us. That's our starting point, you know. God is our model. God forgave us first, freely and completely, through Christ Jesus. He gave us His only Son, you know, to die for our sins. Now, forgiveness in the Bible isn't about counting our offenses, you know. It's tempting when somebody repeats the offense for us to say, enough is enough. But when you read in Matthew 18, when Peter was having a conversation with Christ Jesus, he asks him, how many times should one forgive? You know, is it seven times? And the interesting reply he gets from Christ is that we should forgive 70 times seven. In other words, forgiveness is a lifestyle. You know, it is unlimited. You know, unlike our data that runs out, forgiveness is something that has no limit. It has to be done always and every time. you know, there is no number that can be attached to it. But let's be real. The truth of the matter is that forgiveness is very hard. It hurts to let go of betrayal or harsh words. Sometimes forgiving feels impossible. You know, this is a topic when you sit down to discuss with many people, some will tell you that they were hurt by family members, they were hurt by people that they hold very dear to their hearts. Yet Jesus Christ reminds us in Matthew 6 verse 14 that for if we forgive men for their trespasses, then our Heavenly Father will also forgive us. But if we do not forgive men for their trespasses, neither will our Heavenly Father forgive us for our trespasses. So forgiveness is not only about the other person, it's also about our own relationship with God and the peace that comes with that in our own hearts. So, you know, how do we do this practically as children of God? I think you find two different, I always say you find two different types of Christians, right? You find those who are able to just let the offense flow. They are the type that is able to say, God, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. And then you find the likes of us who really struggle. And let me speak to the likes of us that really struggles. And I just want to give you practical ways in which you can really set yourself free and practice forgiveness daily. The first thing I do is I acknowledge the hurt. I acknowledge that I've been hurt, I've been offended. Because it's tempting to bury it. It's tempting, you know, to say it's okay and just bury it in our heart. And how we see that it's buried is that there's often triggers in the future that open those skeletons or open the closets and the skeletons start coming out, right? And then the second thing is that you have to make a conscious decision to forgive. So forgiveness does not just, you know, happen automatically. It has to be a decision. And it's tempting to even think that, okay, because I'm feeling this way, that means I've forgiven. So it has nothing to do with the feeling. It has everything to do with the fact that we make a choice to forgive. We have to be intentional about forgiving the person. And then the Bible also expects us to pray for those who offend us or who hurt us. You know, a small prayer daily, or until you feel that, you know, you have really let go of this offense or what the person has done to you. Pray for the person. And when I say pray for the person, I'm not saying that you send a fire or you pray die by fire like we see Christians do today. I don't think that's biblical.
Hey.
But that's a topic for another day. But when the Word of God says we should pray for the people who hurt us, it basically says we should bless them. We release the debt. We release them. We don't store them in our head, in our hearts. We just let God be the judge of the situation. And the beauty of all of this is that God hates injustice. So, you know, when you let go and you let Him be the judge, He definitely does take care of that. One other thing that I do, especially for people who come back to hurt you over and over, is that you ought to set boundaries for yourself. You know, we are advised to be wise. So in forgiving, you still need to protect your space. If you realize that allowing the person into your space gives them the power to continue to hurt you, then you need to close that, or you need to set boundaries to prevent that from happening again. So, forgiveness is a process. It doesn't happen overnight. But you need to keep choosing to forgive daily. You need to keep choosing every day. Another practical way, you know, in which I have had to do it in the past when I've been hurt so much, is that in praying for the person, I would write down their name, the person who has hurt you.
All right. What happened now?
What they've done, then pray over it, you know. And in our prayer, like I said, you're not sending fire, but you're telling the Lord that you release the person, you choose to forgive them like he forgave us. And then, you know, just let it go. Just let it go. You can tear up that paper as a sign that you are truly letting go. And lastly, let me close with this scripture in Proverbs 10, verse 12, that says, hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sins. When we forgive, we are covering the offense with love, not because the wrong didn't matter, though. We are covering it with love because we are choosing peace over bitterness. And that is what Christ would have done.
Thank you so much, Sipati. I really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say about this. The very notion of forgiveness, what it is all about, what has been your journey when it comes to forgiveness? What does the word say? And what do we learn from Yahuwah or Elohim? Abba Yahuwah, what do we learn from him when it comes to forgiveness? Are we learning that which is right? I need to hear and learn from you. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.